You are listening to station WGN.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
This is exciting, isn't it?
In 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, welcome in, everybody. It's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our number. Got a big show for you. So first, we're going to have Chubby Checker on, American rock and roll pioneer. And he's going to be at the Arcata Theater this coming Sunday. One of the only guys that I don't understand from that era still not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, Ben, we're going to have to ask that question and see what he has to say about that. Then we're going to talk to Lauren Majera, a little bit of sports. We're going to ask about your summer job. Like, what was your first job that you ever had? Kind of that rite of passage to go earn some money for yourself. And we'll open up the phone lines for that as well. And then Wendy Snyder's going to join us. She's coming back to WGN Radio, and she's filling in for Bob Surratt next week on Thursday and Friday, and some other upcoming fill-ins as well. So it's nice to have her back. We'll talk to her a little bit about that as well. And we're going to talk about some staycations and so much more. But first up, comedian Pat McGann.
We went to the zoo. We did do that. We got choices here, right? We got our free zoo, which is free because it's a prison. Just all those animals on the lakefront just hanging out in their studio apartments. There's no room for them. No, our other zoo is legit, but that's expensive. You go to the zoo, it's like you got to pay to get in, pay to park. The food's not cheap. And then you go in there and the tigers are sleeping. It's like, really? I'm 70 bucks deep. You want to get a manager over here? And poke one of these things? Let's go. It's visiting hours. They had a lion there in the cage, just pacing back and forth, pissed off. My daughter picked up on it. Like, I don't think he's happy. What's he thinking? I was like, he's thinking about killing all of us. That's what he's thinking. Then she freaked out. I want to go home. I was like, you know what? So does he. He wants to go home too. They didn't trick him when they painted the jungle on the back of his cell. Don't you love how they do that? They try and recreate the habitat with some bullshit painting. Like, that's fooling the animal. Like, oh, maybe I'm back in the Serengeti. There's my buddies over there. Just runs into a wall. Turns around, sees a bunch of fat people eating fried dough. I'm going to do that, you know? My wife, she's been talking about going to Hawaii. I'm just going to paint some palm trees on our wall. Yeah, she'll come home from work. I'll be like, aloha.
All right. It's Pat McGann, everybody. How you doing, pal?
Dave, how are you? I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're on the road today, right now as we speak, aren't you?
I just took the South Shore train.
Oh.
To Michigan City.
Hmm.
I'm at the Uptown Social Club. I got two shows here, which I'm very excited about. I've never been here before. It's a newer venue. Actually, a buddy of mine rehabbed this church here. It's a venue. They have like weddings here, concerts, and he brought me in for a couple shows. We got one sold out. Second show, couple tickets left. anyone in Michigan City tuning in? Come on out for the late night.
You have been on the road with Sebastian Maniscalco. You're doing your own thing, and now your kids are out of school. So, what are you doing with them this summer?
Oh man, I don't know. We have so many games.
Dead silence. Okay.
We just have games.
Yeah.
I think I'm missing five games talking to you right now. That's all we do. And I'm like, I'm not that involved with it. But
yeah.
When I was during COVID, I was able to get more involved. And I wasn't like the coach or the manager. I just help out. You know, sometimes you go to the park, like, you want to take third? Like, yeah, I'll take third. But I am sending everyone. This kid is five. He's got a mask on for 20% of his life, and I'm letting him run.
It's right. 20% of his life. You're not kidding. No question. It's going to get warmer out. Have you taken the kids to the water park, or have you been to the water park yet with the kids?
No, I don't like the water parks, just the indoor ones, where they're hot and screaming. And the whole family leaves with diarrhea.
That's pretty much it.
That's the preferred vacation.
That's pretty much it.
I got to tell you, I was on with John Landecker not too long ago.
Yeah.
And he brought up George Carlin. And he's like telling me this story about George Carlin at the Playboy Mansion. And they didn't like his new material. It's like when he changed. You know when that Playboy mansion was up in Lake Geneva?
Yeah, and it was like, he was the hippy dippy weather guy, and then he kind of shifted very quickly into, you know, the act that we all pretty much know.
Yeah, so John was telling me the story about how they kicked him out of the Playboy resort. And I was like, oh yeah, I know that story. He ended up over at Timber Ridge Lodge at the indoor water park. And I got nothing from Landau. I got nothing.
Well, his kids are grown, you know, so that might not be top of mind, but you're totally right. Yeah, so the Grand Geneva, of course, was the Playboy Club. But it's great that John Records Landecker has those type of stories, though.
Oh, it's phenomenal. I mean, yeah, it was awesome to be on with him.
Yeah,
legend.
Absolutely. We are talking to comedian Pat McGann. He'll be at the Rouse Center for the Arts in Crystal Lake. Go to rousecenter.org or through Pat's website at patmcganncomedy.com. And we'll continue our conversation with Pat after a look at your traffic. WGN. All right, and we are talking to Chicago's own comedian, Pat McGann. He's going to be at the Rouse Center for the Arts in Crystal Lake. Go to rousecenter.org or through Pat's website at patmcganncomedy.com. So it's summer. Everyone's thinking about vacations. We're kind of close to the same age. Like, what were family excursions like for you when you were a kid?
Oh, our trips were not, like, built around. We were, like, I felt like we were getting extra credit. We had to learn things.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We didn't know when we were going on vacation, right? Ours started like an abduction. Just being, throw you in the, where are we going? In the back seat. We're going on vacation. What?
Yeah.
Did someone pack for me?
when I heard we're going to Springfield, I was like, oh, is Hawaii closed?
We went out, like, way out to, like, Virginia one year. We drove, like, to the East Coast, and I just remember, like, you know, you go back to school and everyone's back from, like, Disney World or something. And you're like, oh, I was just in Williamsburg, Virginia. I was, but you want to hold off on the Space Mountain story? I want to show you guys how to churn butter. That was our vacation. Went to, like, the Salem, Massachusetts, like, because I was 11 and dying to hear about the witch trials. Like, oh, is this where they crushed the woman with boulders?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Where's the gift shop?
Did you, was this always a driving trip, I'm assuming, all across the country to learn something?
Oh, yeah. A lot of driving. A lot of, and then my dad created an even better environment by naming at the end of every day. And this is a tradition that I have carried on.
Oh.
At the end of every day, you name worst vacationer. That's an award you give out at dinner. So then you blow up dinner. You ruin dinner by giving a child a label of you're not even good at vacation.
That's great. Oh, my God. It's nice that you continued that tradition, of course.
Nothing like competitive leisure.
Yeah, our kids today, man, they just have it a little bit. I don't want to say, like, back in our day, but, man, they have it a little differently. A vacation is really a vacation. What, we're only going to be in Florida for 5 days? Yeah.
The kids, I mean, they have the remote. That's how
true.
You know.
That's right.
They have the remote.
Yeah.
They don't cough it up. I used to drop it like a hot weapon when my kids came in, or, you know, when my parents came in the room, just like, sorry, this thing was on when you came in. Like, I'd get up. This is your seat, right? This is your seat. My kids don't move. They grunt when they come in the room. Like, you want to watch this? Like, no, I don't want to watch a 9-year-old bake a cake.
Of course not.
They're always watching kids cook. I'm like, why are you guys watching? Like, doesn't this bum you out? Doesn't it make you realize how far behind you are?
That's nice. Just ribbing the kids. Just ribbing the kids. I love it. I don't know if you're, you know, I got some buddies that want to go out later and they're like, we'll go sit out on the patio. It depends on what neighborhood. And, you know, I prefer not to get shot. But, you know, the like other couples going out for dinner and stuff, like, is that a vibe for you? Do you like doing the outdoor thing?
Dave, why do you think you're going to get shot? Because you live in Chicago? Come on. We've been here before.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
We've been here. This many people got killed in the 90s.
Yeah, that could be true.
And we didn't talk about it.
No, we didn't. No.
That's how good Michael Jordan was.
That's right.
Right? You made us forget about murder.
Yeah. You're right. Other headlines. Yeah. No question.
Bring back the 90s Bulls. You're not going to get shot. Just watch The Last Dance.
Yeah. There you go. Going out with other couples, you know, hanging out and talking about your day and all this other stuff. Sometimes it depresses me. Like, you know what? We all got our stuff. But sometimes I got a couple of friends of mine that I feel like they're the only ones they think they have that have kids. And
oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
Oh, they're so busy. They're swamped. Yeah, they're stressed.
Yeah.
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 It's all, you know, the parents are complaining everywhere you turn.
Yeah.
We're ruining everything.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to be quiet. Mm-hmm. And it happens. I was talking about games earlier. I see that the games, there's always kids or parents, you know, arguing about, like, you know, the age of a kid. There's always some huge kid dominating. They're
right.
Always like, oh, how old's that? Who's,
I know.
Where's the paperwork on that one?
That's true.
Now, he has a late birthday.
By
like, it's always like, he's, that's why he has a goatee. He has a late birthday.
Right.
The deadline is right there in September, and he was born right at, so that's why he drove to the game. Because he's, his son is on the team.
Right.
He has a late birthday.
Yeah, right.
It's like, I don't care when he was born. He's 8 feet tall and he's throwing 90.
Yeah, right.
I'm 6 feet away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we got that at the soccer game the other day. I'm like, wait a minute. What's the high school kid? You know, my kid's in fourth grade. I'm like, what is this kid doing here? You know, I've been following your journey on social media. You know, in the beginning of the year, you were traveling, as we were saying, with Sebastian Maniscalco. That must have just been kind of a cool, surreal experience. And you guys seem to get along very well.
Yeah, we really do. And he's been such a great influence for me and just supporter. He produced the special that I had on Peacock. Sebastian mm-hmm. made that happen. Like, no one was really knocking on my door like, hey, let's make a hour mm-hmm. special.
Yeah.
But Sebastian really made that happen. And yeah, I've been kind of in his orbit for a while, going to some pretty amazing venues, arenas, all the big theaters around the country. So
yeah.
it's kind of surreal, you know, it's a different world. It's his world. I'm lucky to be kind of just invited in to warm up these crowds that are real fired up to see him. And, you know, coming out of COVID, it was certainly like that much more enjoyable, and the crowds are enjoying it more. And, it just feels like they're more grateful for,
yeah, I was going to say they appreciate it because they're actually out and in a theater and laughing with other people. And there's no question. No question.
It's a total escape.
Yeah.
Total escape. And, you know, the when you're after you're laughing for 60 minutes, 90 minutes, like, you feel pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's been a lot of fun, and definitely grateful to Sebastian for, you know, he's a Chicago guy. We met here at Zany's, and he's really been good to me and inspires me, too, because the guy works so hard.
Yeah.
Really works hard.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very cool. And Ralph Center on Sunday, so it's got to be great to not hop on a train or a plane or whatever and actually perform in Chicagoland.
Definitely. And then I get to do, like, local, you know, they feel like inside jokes now, especially when I'm, because I've been traveling so much. And when I get to go come back and be like, hey, Crystal Lake, it's named after a porn star, right? She was in a movie with Wood Dale and Carol Stream.
Oh man!
No one's gonna get that one.
No,
in Iowa.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Well, again, if you want to see comedian Pat McGann, he'll be at the Rouse Center for the Arts in Crystal Lake Saturday night, and you can get tickets at rousecenter.org or through Pat's website at patmcganncomedy.com. Thank you, buddy. Have fun tomorrow, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it, man.
All right, take care. All right, news is next on 720 WGN.